From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Saturday, a judge acquitted the sole Cleveland police officer charged in a 2012 car chase that ended in the shooting deaths of two unarmed people. But as Joanna Richards from member station WCPN in Cleveland reports, the family of one of those killed is looking beyond the verdict.
Cleveland Judge John O'Donnell says it wasn't clear Michael Brelo's shots killed Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. 13 officers fired, and both bodies had several lethal wounds. Family attorney Paul Cristallo says the verdict was disappointing, but city police problems go beyond one officer. 62 cruisers took part in the chase, now widely seen as a fiasco. Cristallo blames poor city oversight.
How did this whole disaster happen?
Timothy's sister, Michelle Russell, wants police reform, but she says preventing deaths like her brother's requires tough discussions.
Race relations, intentions, prejudice, bias. We have to talk about this stuff.
The city of Cleveland is negotiating with the Justice Department to reduce use of force by city police. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Richards in Cleveland.
Ireland has become the first country to approve same-sex marriage in a popular national vote. 62% voted yes in Friday's referendum. Reporter Dermot Fleming in Western Ireland says younger voters accounted for the high turnout.
Normally, the turnout is much lower in referendums. This one was much higher, one of the highest ever in the Republic, and that was seen as something very remarkable. What's underpinned that, it's believed to be the high participation of young people, and that was a very dramatic feature of this referendum, where you had many young people campaigning for the yes side, and it tended to give an energy to the campaign, which was successful.
Reporter Dermot Fleming, many gay couples in Ireland are taking the opportunity to declare their intentions or to renew their vows after being married earlier in another country. While Ireland is the first country to approve gay marriage with a referendum vote, 19 other countries have also legalized the practice. Fox News has issued details for the first Republican presidential debate. It's scheduled for August 6th in Ohio. As Brian Bull of member station WCPN reports, one requirement to participate has pressured many GOP hopefuls.
Fox Network coordinators say they're limiting the debate to 10 participants. Those contenders must have placed in the top 10 of an average of the five most recent national polls. That's bound to fire up the roughly 20 prospective GOP candidates in the field to either rev up their ratings or at least formally declare their intention to run, including Ohio Governor John Kasich. University of Akron political scientist John Green says with the debate in his own backyard, Kasich needs to act quickly.
He's attracted a little bit of buzz in the last few weeks, and he is showing up in national polls, but not very high yet.
Besides the debate, Cleveland will also host the Republican National Convention next year. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A powerful storm that has flooded roads across much of Oklahoma has caused parts of at least 15 highways to be shut down. Evacuation orders have been issued in Elk City, Oklahoma, and Wichita Falls, Texas, amid warnings of severe flooding. Flash flood watches and warnings cover a large part of eastern and central Texas, as well as Oklahoma. In El Salvador, tens of thousands of people poured into the streets of the capital to celebrate the life and beatification of the slain archbishop of the country, killed 35 years ago by an assassin's bullet. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports, Saturday's ceremony puts Oscar Romero one step closer to sainthood in the Catholic Church.
The crowds filled a busy square and spilled out into the streets under humid skies. Father Jesus Delgado of El Salvador read Pope Francis's letter proclaiming Romero beatified to great applause.
In adelante se le llame beato.
Iván Miranda waited for hours in the hot sun to witness the beatification.
Se está reconociendo los méritos de una persona que...
They are finally recognizing the merits of this great man, said Miranda. Romero's assassination 35 years ago is said to have sparked the beginning of the 12-year-long civil war. Conservatives in the Catholic Church and in El Salvador long blocked efforts to beatify Romero. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, San Salvador.
Family and friends of B.B. King gathered Saturday for a memorial service in Las Vegas ahead of the start of his final trip home to the Mississippi Delta. The blues icon died May 14 at his home in Las Vegas. The burial is next Saturday. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.